Line seems kind of dead.
You gotta go.
That's kind of weird, bro.
No, I'm not kidding. Do you remember my friend Jeff?
You see Merrill Lynch walk by? They just had little pieces of tape on them that said Merrill Lynch. Right there in the suits.
Uh-oh.
Not suits, I should just dress shirts. Jobs, what are your views? You can feel free to get on this as well.
In general, jobs
general.
Are good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Particular jobs? 9 to 5?
Any type of job. I do pharmacy, so my job hours are always really random.
Jobs without benefits?
Benefits are good. They're helpful.
All right. Your views, jobs?
Like them.
Can you elaborate? Jobs, what are your views?
What about jobs?
Anything.
Jobs are awesome. I'm drunk, dude.
No, that's fine. Jobs, what are your views?
Like for an economical purposes or just jobs in general?
Jobs in general.
Or
however you want us to answer it.
I think they're pretty useful because it gives you money, but I mean, it can be pretty annoying, especially if your the co-workers are pretty assholes or whatever, or workers, but I mean, it's something to get for the money.
All right. There's no right or wrong, so don't feel bad.
Okay.
Jobs, what are your views?
What are my views?
On jobs.
They're very important, man, when you get out of school.
What?
I mean, some of us want to take bus rides to all across the nation, dude. Go to stadium and watch baseball games. But to others, we want to pursue a living, dude. We want to make something out of ourselves.
Jobs, what are your views?
I think we should all have one.
I sucked up to this.
Okay. I believe that.
I say, jobs, your views?
I think everyone should have a job. I was raised to work hard, and you know, now that I'm getting older, when I sit alone on Sundays and not working, I feel guilty, because I'm supposed to work hard all the time, and that's the way I was raised.
Jobs, what are your views?
Payless! That's it, I'll work at Payless. That's the best job you can ever get. Shit.
Jobs, what are your views?
Coals.
Jobs, what are your views?
What am I going to do in the future?
Whatever. Future, now,
I'm getting my master's in health administration, and then in 10 years I'm going to be a director of a hospital.
What's up, man?
Jobs, what are your views?
Jobs are great. Everybody needs to have a job.
Jobs, what are your views?
The job market today is just too hard to get into. I mean, people these days, like that band right there, you can tell people don't have jobs these days. I mean, it's a hard market to get into. You gotta have sources.
We need money to support our fake breast.
Exactly. We need money to support our fake breast.
Is that on there?
No. What? But that will be in there. Jobs, your views.
Jobs.
Job.
Hold on.
Yeah. Jobs.
Whoa!
Jobs!
Whoa!
We need the money.
We need the money.
Let's fucking do it.
Jobs. What are your views?
Jerry Seinfeld. Jobs. I worked at Rolls Royce this summer. I'm hoping to continue working there. I graduate this December, so that's my job.
Yeah.
Jobs. What are your views?
What? Jobs?
They suck!
Yeah.
You know what? I want to go to school for the rest of my life and go to Breakfast Club.
It's the Republicans' fault. The Republicans ruined our jobs.
Yeah. If we were all Democrats, we'd go to school forever.
Jobs, what are your views?
I hate jobs. Jobs suck. Fuck America. I fucking hate America.
Right. Jobs, what are your views?
On jobs and all together? Well, you know, you gotta do it. You can't avoid it, so 9 to 5 every day, you make your living. Not, you can't get out of it. I'd like to, but...
Moses, I love you.
What's your view on jobs?
I love first shift.
I spent the ball.
All right, besides that, I love first shift. However, are you talking about money or job in general?
Jobs.
Jobs.
Just your views on jobs, any job. concept of them.
Welcome to your 9-to-5.
It's difficult, but you know what? In a capitalist society, you gotta break your back. Other words, you're not worth anything. You're only worth what you do.
Jobs, what are your views?
Jobs? I mean, I'll have one someday. That's my view on it. Right now, I'm in college. I was sort of hoping that it would be a little more open because the baby boomers are retiring, but with the new economic recession, I'm a little worried about it.
Jobs, what are your views?
Jobs. Well, I'm not attacking the British and French ships for gold, mate.
Hey, those bloody assholes always steal your fucking ship whenever you get it back.
This is my interview, Moses. This is my interview.
Okay, let's
wait. Right, Jobs, what are your views?
What are my views on Jobs?
Jobs.
I have a lot of views on Jobs. I
got the mic.
Okay. I think there's plenty of them out there for people that want to go out and find work and do what is available.
Alright, use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
Shitty.
Any others?
Real shitty.
Give me another question.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
Run, jump, awesome.
That's my job.
Glasses are awesome.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
No idea. I don't know how to describe it right now.
Give us a word.
The market.
What about you?
Five.
No, nothing? Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
I don't know what those are, mates. I just know that I'm Captain Jack Sparrow of the Black Pearl, mates.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
That is a bad... Do I know what an adjective is? Do I know what
adjective... Adjective is a word that describes a noun, so like slippery.
Well,
an adverb is a word that describes a verb, like fast, and verb is in action.
Will curse words beyond it?
No, yeah, we don't censor.
You don't censor?
No, it's the internet.
Well, my first word is grundle, and I'm upset about it. You know what a grundle is?
No. How does it relate to the market?
How does it relate to a market? You know that part between your ass and your balls, dude? It's called a grundle.
Did not know that. That's the market?
Yes, that's shitty as fuck, my man. We don't fuck with the grundle. Don't fuck with the market, my man.
How do you...
Hey, I know the grundle man. You don't fuck with the grundle man. Go with it. Next question.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, verbs to describe the market.
Low. Going down. Not that good. It's Saturday, I don't know.
No, that's fine. We can stop there. Okay. Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
Down. Down and out right now.
386 points. What are you talking about?
Lowest since the 1930s recently. But it's gaining quickly. So.
Especially because the SEC stopped a short side on major stock areas.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
The, it, and beer.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, verbs to describe the market.
Skank, bitch, whore.
Ditto.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
John McCain.
Down.
Baroque your mama.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
Actually, eventually,
horribly failing, terrible, sucking.
There has event. I said eventually to it.
We're not gonna be. I'm not a grammar Nazi on it, right? You got anything else?
I don't have anything.
Great. Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
It sucks. And I hate paying the same gas prices, but my grandma buys them for me every Wednesday. Awesome.
Yeah, how can you beat that?
It's free, and I drive a minivan, so it's like $90 to fill it up. But granny pays for it every Wednesday.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
Too early in the morning, my man.
Describe the market. Give us a word.
Market. How about just shitty?
That works. How do you? What?
I said it's bad. Not so good.
Shitty. I'm with shitty on that.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market. Awesome. Things that describe town.
Fucked up. Don't know what we're doing. We're all gonna be poor. Shitty.
No.
Unfunctional.
This
No job. We're fucked.
Wait.
We're fucked.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
I can't. I'm too drunk. I gotta go. They're trying to get me.
Wait. One more question.
Okay. Awesome.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
Blue, red, colorful,
amazing.
No. That was terrible.
Use as many adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to describe the market.
Pass.
Dull, low, unfortunate, gay,
shitty, not open.
Good, Harry.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Questions, real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay. How do you Twitter, plurk, or pounce?
This is exactly how I Twitter, plurk, or bounce.
That's it. How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
In every way possible.
I like boobs, not balls.
How do you Twitter, plurk, or pounce?
How do I Twitter, plurk, or pounce? You go straight to the Grundle Man for that. That's Twitter and all, dude.
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
Twitter, plurk, and pounce. I had no idea. I didn't know what that means.
Well, all of them. Have you ever heard of microblogging?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know what
but it's like small updates. Like, I'm going to the store now. Or like, I just woke up and my head hurts. Okay. And so just little short posts. But all those services, they're like kind of like the equivalent of Facebook's mini feed in a way.
Well, I do use Facebook. I do it on Facebook and I use it on MySpace. So it really depends. Sometimes I do put what I'm doing, or I just put like how I feel, or just emoticons.
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
Kaka! Boom boom!
Man! How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
Probably in bed.
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
I just pounce. I got nothing! I got nothing!
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
Wow. I don't even know on this one. What is... Let me see this.
Do you know what they are?
I have no idea.
Have you ever heard of microblogging?
I've heard of blogging, but not microblogging.
It's, Twitter is like you message it from your cell phone or some other kind of device and it updates people. Like, I'm going to the store.
Right,
and so they're all services that do that.
I think that's retarded.
Okay.
Personally, I hate that stuff.
So it's like a mini feed on Facebook or something.
Yeah, I think that stuff's ridiculous. People need to get a life.
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
I think that's what you asked.
That's exactly what I got.
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce? You just do it! You just Twitter, plurk, and pounce!
I Twitter, plurk, and pounce on a regular basis! You Twitter, quill, and pounce on a regular basis?
I don't even know what that means.
That's fucking do me!
Yes, man!
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
What?
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
It sounds like adjectives of some mountain lion or something.
I don't even know.
Yeah. You know, you said it was stupid or something?
That's the stupidest question I've ever
heard. No, what? You know what they are? They're online services to, like, microblog your life. Like, Twitter is you send messages to it and it updates people in small ways. Yeah, so that's why. It's rooted in something else.
I know you're on the radio, but how long did it take you to grow that beard?
Almost a year.
I want to have...
You look like a woman.
Right.
That's a good last, beard.
Thanks.
That is a woman.
The last one.
Father, brother.
That's what I thought.
Exactly. I'm sorry, brother.
Right, the last one.
What are the questions you got?
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
I Twitter by fucking a girl. I pounce by fucking a girl. And I... What was the last... I kind of pounce by fucking a girl. Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's just shocking.
Sorry, Bombardian.
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
Magically.
Dude, I'm Moses. I do everything.
A jump, hop, and a skip. That does it all.
Harry!
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
Pits!
Yeah.
I have this.
With the face down and the ass up.
That's the way we liked.
How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
I don't know what those are, but I do know that when I see a British ship tearing lots of go and a fucking penguin, I just pounce on the ship, mate, and I get the gold, mate. That's what Jack Sparrow is all about.
Right. How do you Twitter, plurk, and pounce?
Privately.
Is it time for some campaigning?
If we're gonna have a good year, we're gonna get John McCain in the White House. So that's the only campaigning I'll do.
Is it time for some campaigning?
It is always time for some campaigning. Captain Jack Sparrow running for governor of the Caribbean Islands, mates. Vote for change, mate. Vote for very light taxation, but a lot of piratation.
Is it time for some campaigning? And
for change.
It's time for change. Obama await.
Are you not Ryan Hill?
I'm not Ryan Hill.
I agree with it. Obama away. It's time for change.
Obama. Correct. That's Ryan.
It is time for change.
Fuck
Obama away. Yeah. Palin.
Put that on. No.
Please don't.
Go with it. Whatever.
Oh yeah. No, we don't edit. Yeah. I mean, it's the internet. We can cuss.
Hey. What website?
The Media Collective. I ran out of cards.
Do you have a card?
No. I can write it down for you though.
Is it time for some campaigning? Obviously. Hasn't it been campaigning for like a year and a half? Maybe more.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Everybody's campaigning. Obama's campaigning.
McCain!
Sure, Seinfeld's a funny guy.
Hello.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Well, to
get on with our lives. I don't know what I'm saying yet.
Get silly!
Are you guys having a... Get him. Hey, interview this guy.
All right. Well, I just said...
LeBron James, this is King James.
Wait, just a minute. What?
Yo,
are you still happy?
Kid Rock!
No. Yeah?
Is that him?
Hello?
I don't know.
Woo! Nice questions in our radio show?
I'm drunk.
All right.
Is it time for some campaigning?
I'm not voting.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Is it time for a shaving? Yes, it is, my friend, but you are the man.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Wait, say that again, dude. That's awesome. I like that.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Yes, I'm in pain. I don't know.
Campaigning?
Campaign.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Sure, why not?
Is it time for some campaigning?
No.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Yes, it really is. It's long due, overdue.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Barack Obama is amazing. Barack Obama is the best person ever. Best person. Are you for Barack?
No.
McCain?
No.
In between?
I'm for the people.
You're for the people. Oh, thank God. Somebody, finally. Like, I'm for the people. Thank the fucking Lord, because both of them fucking suck. Goddamn. Santa Claus?
No.
Santa? No.
I'm too much of a consumerist.
I'm voting for Santa. Yeah, he loves them. He loves the presents.
He does.
He loves the presents. But
tired for partying.
He's wearing footy dino pajamas.
And that one?
He's just growing his guys.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Shitting in the toilet.
That's what you have to do?
Don't you just poop in the toilet?
Yeah.
Why poo-poo in the toilet too?
Is it time for some campaigning?
Yeah, it's some time for some campaigning. Woo! Campaigning.
It's time for some campaigning.
Yeah, fuck out to me!
Alright, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. Have a good one. Thank you. You're safe. Thanks. Be safe. Thanks.
Is it time for some campaigning?
Sure.
I don't know what comes after that.
I didn't even hear that. I was taking a picture.
What is a view that you feel is important to everyone?
Thinking.
Or, I'm documenting a specific instance.
Critical theory.
So you don't think that'd be important to broadcast?
It would, but you wouldn't be on the air.
You would assume for the mainstream media, but for the small population that would be.
Money.
Yeah, I hear you.
They own the airwaves.
What?
They have licenses to the airwaves.
I love it.
Can I ask you a question?
Are you serious?
Yes.
For?
I'm going to write in.
What?
I'm going to write in.
What are you writing in?
I don't understand. What's the question?
You asked me one.
Who are you voting for?
And I said write in.
Yeah, that's sad. Who are you going to write in?
I don't know yet.
I don't have a...
Maybe Pat Paulson.
Okay.
You know who Pat Paulson is?
No.
If you were to run a mainstream television show, what would you report about?
I'd abolish it.
Really? Wouldn't report on the views that you feel important?
No. They're not the views that are important to everyone.
What if you feel like your view was important to everyone?
I'd disseminate as much information as I can.
What is it? I'm asking another question. What are your thoughts on Barack Obama?
I think he's a person.
Is he a person you would consider voting for?
No.
Why?
Because he belongs to the Democratic Party.
Are you not a Democrat?
No.
What are you?
I'm one for democracy.
So your ideal president would be?
The people.
Being that?
The people.
Set. Do you think there's a lot of ignorant people on this campus?
Ignorant by uninformed, yes.
What do you think we'd do to fix that?
Take away their televisions.
So you don't agree with mainstream media?
No.
Why not?
Because it's escapism.
How do you figure?
Because it's very pasteurized and homogenized view of the world.
What are your views on Sarah Palin?
She's a person.
That's it? That's all you have?
Yeah, I don't know too much about her.
She's a hockey mom.
With
lipstick.
Yes.
Old
glasses.
And glasses.
Do you think that non-American-born people should be able to run for president?
It depends on the capacity of the presidency.
I.e., I'm Canadian, but I've been living in the United States for almost 8 years now. No. 10 years now.
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
You're Canadian.
What does that mean?
It means you're from up north.
And how would that affect my ability to be the president?
You have a different sensibilities being from the land of the north.
Is that necessarily a bad thing?
Do you know what a toque is?
Yes.
That's why.
Do you know what a toque is?
Yes.
So how does that make me different than you?
But I don't know what that is. What is it?
It's a hat. The winter hat.
Okay.
You ever have Saskatoon berries?
No.
They're good.
I live in Saskatoon.
I think they ship them all over.
I've never had one.
Final thought?
No, I don't live in an igloo. I don't rat a moose.
Have you ever seen the Royal Canadian Police?
Yes.
Are they really on horses?
Yes. It's a very big deal. But have you ever seen that? There's an American, like... There's an American, like, Cavalier company. It's a big deal. How is that different?
I don't know. I don't claim to know everything.
I don't think you know everything.
I don't think
anyone knows anything.
Intelligence is the knowing the extent of one's ignorance.
I completely agree with that statement.
Final thoughts?
None right now. Spoiler up.
Right, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good morning. Final thoughts?
All I gotta say is, Jake's is awesome. Ralph's bar is awesome. But if anything comes to that, you need to just be honest with your life.
Final thoughts?
I got go Boilers.
Final thoughts?
My final thoughts?
Yeah.
You are the man, and I'm your friend.
All right, I'm out here every Friday.
And I'm here every Saturday.
We'll be here Saturday mornings as well, as long as there's a breakfast club.
All right, dude. I'm off to where else?
All right, thanks.
I'm off to yonder.
Thanks.
That you
have
don't
a good
know
morning.
Of. I'll see you, player.
All right, see you later. Thanks. Have a good morning. Final thoughts?
I wipe after I poop.
Front to back, back to front.
I used to be front to back, but now I'm working on back to front because I don't get my balls all poopy.
Final thoughts?
That's it.
Awesome. Hey, thanks much, man.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
I enjoy your beer, too.
Thanks, thanks. We're out here every Friday and Saturday. Come say hi. Final thoughts?
I should have kept walking. I'm cool with it.
Damn, that. Man.
Website.
Final thoughts?
I love you.
Right, have a good morning.
You too.
Thanks. Final thoughts?
Go Purdue.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A good morning. Yep. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Hey,
final thoughts?
Foreign defense is the number one issue. I know taxes are a big hot button right now, but foreign defense is the hot button.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
McCain.
I'm sorry. It is. Ain't on experience.
You're a badass.
Obama's saying change.
Thanks.
Obama's saying change.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. We're out here every Friday and Saturday morning. So. Yeah, yeah. It'll be on the internet. I ran out of cars.
You're welcome, mate.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. The boiler up, mates.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A good morning.
You're welcome.
Mate. We'll see you around. Thanks. Thanks again.
Hey, how you doing? This is T-Pot on the mic. Hey, how you doing?
T-Pot.
No, I'm better than T-I. You know what? I got way more mad rhymes than T-I. This is T-Pot.
Lay him down.
Lay him down? I'm not going to rhyme right now. You know what? I'm not getting paid for this, all right? T-Pot only rhymes when he gets paid, all right? It's all about the cash Monet, all right? I got mad hoes on the dick when I'm rhyming. But I'm not rhyming right now because I ain't getting paid, all right? It's T-Pot. I'm out.
All right, thanks.
I don't think anyone should regulate the internet. I think the concept of the internet was originally revolved around the idea that nobody was regulating it. I think that it was an exciting new medium for information for people that were excited about a medium of information that wasn't regulated. So when you start regulating the internet, it becomes just like every other medium for information, and it loses what was special about it, and eventually it'll become extremely unexciting if that's the feature of the internet. So that's what I would say.
You could pick one person right now to be your president. Who would it be?
The people.
That's not a person.
Yeah, we're all people.
I know, I agree, we're all people.
Multiple. We know.
It has to be singular. I'd change it so it could be plural.
Have more than one president?
Yeah, all of us.
What? Who are you?
I'm with a show called What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
So what is it? Is it just your own show online?
Yes.
Okay, what's the question?
Well, you say, I'm headphones and I got curly hair. Who do you know?
Hi.
Trey.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, I got hair.
Hey,
that's Daniel. Trey. I got hair and a beard.